podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, coaches. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited to join us today in the podcast. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Like I've said before, the technology behind this thing, I remember old school when they used to have those long metal racks. The ball would go up into this net and would come down this long metal rack. The technology and the ability that Dr. Dish does and all the people that work there and the things that they give back to the community is second to none. Mention Coach Unplugged, me, Coach Collins, or anybody, and they'll give you $400 off. Also, go over and check out ttroops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop. It's got clinics. It's got handouts. It's got breakdowns. It's got on-court things teaching you. You know, I'm not upselling you. I'm not doing those kind of things. I'm not making you pay for the clinic videos. I'm giving you everything that we got to make you a better basketball coach, along with me, someone that's won at the highest level in the U.S., been nationally ranked. I want to help you become a better basketball coach, and that's why I started ttroops.com. That's why I want to help you win more basketball games. Go over and check it out. And in closing, if you like our other podcast, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, High School Hoops, Funnel Down, or this one, go leave a 5-star review. We really do appreciate that. And let's head off to the podcast. All right, everybody, we're going to talk about, we've talked about a couple things. We talked about how some keys with practice, time, how time is so important when we're dealing with practice, how flow is important. So that's the second key. And the third key is pace. Okay, so I'm going to say something and you might want to rewind this because I think this is really a good golden nugget. Pace. Okay, so pace leads to energy. Energy leads to effort. Effort leads to great practices. So let me say that again. Pace of practice leads to energy. Energy, and you can do energy by just clapping and stuff. Energy leads to effort and effort leads to a great practice. That is a transitive property if you know anything about geometry, but I think that is, pace is so important. You know, pace, you can't go fast. And I'm always harping on them. I want them to go 110. There's no such thing, but I want them to go 100% on everything from drill to drill, from side to side, everything that we're doing, because we're going to do it for a smaller amount of time. And we're going to flow from things to things fast to fast because they live in the Snapchat world. I want to do that, but I'm always on them. I'm not realistic with pace of practice at all. So I'm harping on them. And again, it goes back to what I was talking about with, you know, 90% game reps and 10% coaching, hoping to get 80-20. It's the same thing here. I am on them about pace during practice, hoping that, you know, maybe my goal is 100. I'm hoping to get it 90 or 80, which is still going to be better than probably everybody that we play. The game is fast. The pace of the game is fast. You know, it's a whole small-sided game reaction thing, which is great. But I think people are onto that more than what they specifically need in terms of how you tackle practice and how you do those kind of things. I don't want more than 10 seconds between things. You know, I want coaches responsible for everything that's kind of moving through. I want things going, you know, when someone comes in, man, they can see we're effectively using our time. We're going from things, from one thing to another in an effective method, that the pace of this is chaos. Because if you watch any team, you can see that their pace is the good teams, their pace is to blow you away. And it goes back to what I said at the beginning. Pace leads to energy. Energy leads to effort. Effort leads to championship teams. It leads to the practice that you want. So I can't do this every day because I don't have the energy to do it. So I will have assistants be working about pace and making sure that we're doing everything we need to stay on that insane pace of practice. And it's fun. The kids would rather do this than be standing around. You know, we don't take water breaks per se. They all bring their own water bottle. That helps with pace of play, that we're not stopping for those kind of things. They find that 30, 45 seconds to go over and get it. They'll never get scolded to go get a drink or go to the bathroom. But I think that's pretty important. Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like it. Go over and check out our other podcasts, High School Hoops, Teacher Side Gig. And then go over and check out ttroops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.